Right, welcome. That's a wonderfully large group of people. It was really just a spotlight talk, so a short talk on this wonderful painting that we're absolutely delighted to be able to show. So this is Constable's Leaping Horse. In 1819, Constable embarked upon a series of large 6-foot canvases, because they are 6 foot wide, with the aim of making his reputation as a serious landscape painter and being elected a Royal Academician. Constable's unlike Turner, who we have in this room also, in that he did not elevate his landscapes with references to historical events or mythological stories. However, Constable was conscious that academicians in electing new members were sticklers for the elevated and noble walks of art, i.e. preferring the shaggy posteriors of a satyr to the moral feeling of a landscape. So he was very conscious that he was competing in perhaps not a totally even field here. The Leaping Horse is actually the last of his 6 6-footers and depicts, as we can see, a tow horse jumping one of the barriers erected over the River Stour by the pathway, which was specifically there to prevent cattle from straying between the fields. It was begun in 1825, and Constable described this very picture in a letter as a lovely subject of the canal kind, lively and soothing, calm and exhilarating, fresh and blowing. So you can see when he talks about his pictures, very descriptive, quite sort of emotive words used there. The Stour, as I'm sure you are aware, was an important source of inspiration for Constable. He was born in East Bergholt in Suffolk, the son of a corn and coal merchant and farmer. And he did go and work for his father briefly in the family business in about 1792. But at that time he was already sketching, and it's possible that some of the little cottage and rainbow is possibly one of his quite early sketches. So I suspect he wasn't terribly effective in his father's business. By 1799, he entered the Royal Academy schools, and he exhibited his first painting at the Royal Academy in 1802. Although he lived and worked in Suffolk really for most of the rest of his life once he'd moved there, it was to Suffolk particularly that he drew inspiration. He explained, again these are his own words, "I should paint my own places best. Painting is another word for feeling. I associate my careless boyhood to all that lies on the banks of the Stour. They made me a painter, and I'm grateful that as I had often thought of pictures of them before I'd even touched a pencil." So for him, the whole landscape is related to his childhood, and he obviously kind of saw it as pictures in his mind and had a very strong sense of what he wanted to portray. As we said, the Leaping Horse takes for its subject the traffic on the River Stour, which was a navigable river at that time and was a very important way of moving corn and coal in and out of the area. The site that he's painted has been identified as the float bridge or the float jump, which includes the features we can see here of the wooden bridge and the barrier across. It's also interesting because it's a point where the old river runs away from this main navigable part. So we see here coming down here this little tributary, and also it's included a local common thing, an elibray or an elibray, which is an eel trap. And can you just see here, there's a netting, and this was to catch eels. And he does locate it again firmly in Suffolk by Dedham Church Spire, which we see just on the right. Topographically, it's not in the right place, but I think you can see, first of all, it's marking the fact that this is Suffolk, mostly, that he's painting, but also it's a wonderful sort of stopping point to his whole composition. It's also interesting because this is a county boundary. So where this tributary comes off, this is Essex and this is Suffolk. And I think it's very significant that the horse jumps from Essex into his native Suffolk. The painting was exhibited in the Royal Academy in 1825, but remained unsold. Constable had not been entirely happy with the composition when it was sent to the Academy exhibition and complained to a friend that it should have been on my easel a few weeks more. He took the opportunity, when the painting was returned to him, to alter the composition. First of all, he took out a willow tree here. Now, with time and the sort of slight thinning of the paint, you can actually see it quite clearly now there. He also slightly enlarged this tree on the left-hand side, and he added this furled sail. And I think all these things actually make it a much stronger composition, and it works incredibly well. So you get the leaping horse. Interesting, in earlier sketches, when he started this composition, he just had the horse standing, and it makes a very different picture, this very strong force of the horse leaping, which is sort of mimicked by this furled sail here. All gives a sense of purpose, and obviously having the tree, he either took it, there were two trees where he put this one behind, I'm not quite sure, but this whole sense of this horse leaping. And it is, Kenneth Clarke writes very eloquently about this picture in his Looking at Pictures book, and he relates it back to sort of Renaissance equestrian statues. It really has that sort of significance and importance within the composition. He also uses, I think we should look, you know, this wonderful use of red that Constable was well known for. The way that he, you know, he includes red here and on these important pics, and he's actually kind of guiding your eye around this picture with these little touches of red around this composition. Red obviously working very well with the basic tonal colours that he has in this work, the green and the brown. The sketches that you can see either side were made by Constable out in the open air, and if you look closely at some of them, you can actually see little pin holes in the top corners of them, because he used to go out with his paint box, flip up the top of his paint box, pin on a little bit of card there on sort of small bits of cardboard, and paint. And we know, because of the inscriptions on the back, some of those sketches he did in an hour. So they're very quick sketches in oil, quite a thin oil paint. And sometimes he notes the weather on the back. So he'll say it's cloudy, it rained later, or the sun came out, or the wind was northwesterly. So it was a very specific interest in weather. And one of the reasons was that he was very interested in skies and the effect of, you know, what the weather was doing on the landscape. The sky for Constable was the keynote. It was a standard of scale and the chief organ of sentiment. The sky creates a whole atmosphere of a painting. So for him, going out and sketching from nature was incredibly important. Obviously, in Constable's time, these little sketches were not exhibited. They were very much in his studio for him to work from. Constable applied much of the paint with a palette knife, but he does work some of the areas like the horse, the boy, the sky, in much finer detail with a brush. And although he worked on this picture from sketches, and there's a full-size sketch, oil sketch of this in the Victoria and Albert Museum, its surface has the appearance of being quite hastily applied. There's quite dashes of pure colour and quite vivid highlights to help convey this atmosphere of a blustery day. Constable very much wanted us to feel his landscapes and have a sense of actually being there, to hear this water gurgling here, to be involved in the action of the horse jumping over, and to see, you can just see the noise this horse has made on this wooden bridge. There's a moorhen that is sent scuttling away. So he does want to draw us in to his painting. I'll finish with Constable's words. I have filled my head with certain notions of freshness, sparkle, brightness, till it has influenced my practice in no small degree. And I think you will agree that he's managed to convey all of these in this wonderful painting.